You've also written that our education system is a system of indoctrination designed to induce obedience and passivity. Explain how this works.
I think we all know that from our own experience. Starting with, you know, kindergarten and first grade, the main requirement is that you do what you're told. And if you, for example, object, if you think that, if people don't, if they act, if they use their independence, if they question what they're told to do, if they try to think for themselves and suggest, you know, they want that something else ought to be done, they usually get into trouble pretty quickly. It's not uniform, but try it out on your history teacher in high school thing. I think that's a dumb assignment. I'd rather do something else. There isn't much. It's a rare teacher who'll give an opportunity even to discuss that option.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes right on through college and career and so on. There's a kind of a filtering for obedience and subordination, and various penalties for independence. Now, you know, it's not that people ought to be, you should have chaos and people do anything they feel like, and you shouldn't pay any attention to the circumstances in which your fellow students and your teacher have to exist. Of course you should, but that's quite different from imposed obedience.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of mechanical character of a good deal of education, which is not only unnecessary but even harmful, also contributes to that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's kind of striking when you